You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Every day since Trump came into office, he bombards us with ridiculous policies. We go crazy trying to keep up with them. And before we can catch our breath, he hits us with something else even more absurd. It is exhausting and unsustainable. So, starting today, no more of that, okay? No more. I have a whole script here full of important issues that I want to talk about. And I'm not going to let Donald Trump distract me with some crazy new idea.
This morning, a stunning proposal from an American president. Donald Trump, with the Israeli prime minister by his side, declaring that the U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. We'll own it.
Okay, let me just ask, what? And also, what?
President Trump made a surprising suggestion last night during a press conference. The United States, he said, should take over the war-torn Gaza Strip and redevelop it into something like a seaside resort.
We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute, I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East.
Turn Gaza into the Riviera? He couldn't even turn Atlantic City into a nicer Atlantic City. If anything, they tore down so many of his casinos, he turned Atlantic City into Gaza. But okay, he wants to rebuild it and he wants to turn it into Mar-a-Lago. At least the Palestinians will have a place to go back to.
Donald Trump calling for the permanent resettlement of roughly 2 million Palestinians.
I don't think people should be going back to Gaza. I think that Gaza has been very unlucky for them.
And he says he's willing to use the U.S. military to do it.
We'll do what is necessary. If it's necessary, we'll do that.
Okay, just so I'm clear, your idea is to take over Gaza, rebuild it into Mar-a-Lago, and make sure that the Palestinians who live there can't go back? That is the craziest thing he said since yesterday and until tomorrow. He's effectively advocating for ethnic cleansing. Who could possibly be okay with that?
You see things others refuse to see. You say things others refuse to say. And on after the jaws drop, people scratch their heads and they say, you know, he's right.
No, they usually scratch their heads and they say, what the f*** are you talking about?
Hello, hello. Uh-oh. Is John's microphone not working? John's microphone.
It's sure on.
Can you hear yourself? I can.
Did you plug your headphones in, John? I thought you two were just like trying to harmonize with each other.
No. Try your mic again. I'm not hearing his mic in my headphones.
Did somebody unplug the headphone amp again?
I don't know.
Somebody's playing tricks on us.
How can... Yes.
I can't hear me.
Here. Try this mic. Let's see if this one works. Okay. I think that one works.
One, two.
Yeah. Now I hear him.
Yeah, that works.
So there, you know.
All right. Don't know what happened here.
What happened last night? Were they taping things in here?
It's the ghost again.
Okay.
All right.
It's the ghostly janitor. Completing his unfinished business.
Yeah.
Okay. 92.7 WMDX. It's Friday. It's John and Gordy. And
it is.
Yeah, we're just getting settled in here. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great open. It really was.
Desi Leidick.
Yeah.
From.
She is fantastic. I love her
Daily
sense
Show.
Of humor. She is edgy as heck.
Very good.
She reminds me so much of Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see the resemblance, yeah.
Yeah.
In her approach.
Some comedians have a certain style and it looks a little forced, but she is natural as heck.
Yeah.
Just like Stephanie is.
Yeah, I like the format that they developed over the last year or so with Daily Show. Different hosts. You know, Jon Stewart is back.
Yep.
And then other hosts, Jordan Klepper and Desi Leidig.
I found myself thinking to myself anyway that Jon Stewart is just a... I can take just so much of John.
you might be right because maybe you're similar to his approach. You know, it's a little curmudgeon-y.
Yeah,
around the edges.
Well, that's true. That's true. Now, the thing that bothers me most about John is that he uses a lot of props and a lot of dramatic pauses.
Dramatic pauses, and he. He makes a lot of faces at the camera.
And that's what I'm... Yeah. And I'm just...
and he works it. Yeah.
It doesn't work for our radio show. Well, you stop doing that, I have to make major edits because of that.
Right.
So I've had it with Jon Stewart.
Yes.
Get it together, man.
Come on.
Just because there was a song titled Jon Stewart is God, you know, it doesn't mean that you are, man. You know?
Okay. Well, it's Friday. Thank God, and it's 14 degrees. Pretty cold out there. No ice this morning. The ice is melted away. Everything's fine on the roads. And our high today, well, let's hit the lottery balls.
The lottery balls.
Why
let's
not?
Let's go with that, yeah.
It's a Friday tradition at this point.
Oh, yes.
Is it? Okay, first number is a 3. And the second number is coming up the chute. It's a 0. 30 for a high today.
That's too bad.
Okay. And, you know, we'll get the weekend forecast from Brittany Berlow in a little while.
You know, I fear getting snow now. You know, with all this lack of snow, you get used to it. And then, you know, somewhere along the way here, we're going to have a major snowstorm. We're going to have drifts. We're going to have snow plows. Stuffing ditches. It's just going to be a nightmare. We're so lucky so far.
Yeah. You think we're going to get hit by
we are.
A major blizzard?
We are.
Or something.
I love it when it snows a ton. It's
no,
so much
it's not
fun.
Good. It's not good. You know, all that extra weight on the parking ramp.
Well, the city bought all these new snow plows, and, you know, they did come up with the final names. I'll have to find those.
Oh, yes,
those.
That's right. Yeah.
But, they don't get any use this winter.
Nope.
So, they're
saving
everybody
knows money. That blizzards were invented by snowplow companies to sell more snowplows.
Is that it? That's a good theory.
Well, we went through all the trouble of coming up with a new plan to deal with the snow so we didn't have the problem we had last year.
Right.
And now we haven't been able to do any of it.
Exactly.
It's just sitting on the shelf. Why plan ahead anyway? You know, let's get an Elon Musk kind of guy in here and...
Oh, sure.
Clean house. No. We don't need government anymore.
He's busy. He's busy doing other things. He doesn't want to focus on the small towns.
No.
He's busy in Washington. Hey, I forgot what I was going to mention.
Oh, in
a second.
The 100,000 eggs?
Oh.
100,000?
100,000 eggs stolen out of the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And I guess these are all...
what?
Natural
eggs?
Yeah, something, you know.
Organic?
Organic eggs, that's right.
100,000 eggs, and they were stolen.
Yep.
That's a lot of eggs.
That's a lot of eggs.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, the whole thing here is if somebody starts selling a lot of eggs someplace.
we'll be able to track that down.
Yes, you will be able to track that down. Easy to locate. Wow.
Yeah.
You can't imagine. Why would you take 100,000 eggs? Because you can't sell them without being noticed. I don't know.
Maybe there's a whole underground food distribution market.
Yep.
And,
Doge behind it.
Oh, that could be. It's quarter past the hour. Oh, I know. The phone lines are open. 608-879-8255, 879-TALK, or... You can always text us and call us on the Civic Media app. Yes,
just did
Sam.
A quick calculation for how much of a space those 100,000 eggs occupied.
Yeah.
If you like cracked all of those eggs into a big bowl, it'd be 4,600 liters of egg.
Okay, wow. That's a lot. Okay,
that is a lot of egg.
Seems like a lot.
Big omelet you're making.
So
according to CNN, they were stolen from a trailer in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Maybe the Amish took them.
Well, you never know.
The Amish mafia.
We heard a cut yesterday from Senator John Kennedy. He loves eggs more than he likes sex. No, omelets. He likes omelets more than he likes sex.
Is that right? I didn't hear that comment.
So there's maybe a reason for these 100,000 eggs being stolen.
Maybe.
Okay. That's a quote that Shortstack should put up on its wall.
That's right.
Well, let's get to the National Day calendar.
By the way, we should all go to Shortstack one of these days.
Yeah.
We should hang out there one morning after the show.
I think so.
Yeah.
Could this be the morning?
No.
No? Not today. Okay. Well, let's see. What is it for this seventh day of February? Is it Bubblegum Day? Is it National Periodic Table Day? Is it National Hot Air Balloon Day? National Send a Card to a Friend Day? Or National Fettuccine Alfredo Day? Or National Wear Red Day?
Well, it's not Wear Red Day because no one here is wearing red, so it's not Wearing Red Day.
Actually, you're wrong, John. It is National Red Day. First Friday in February, it's an annual campaign to raise awareness about heart disease in women, in fact. National campaign urges women to learn their risk for heart disease and take steps to lower their risk. So wear red today.
All right.
Yeah, well,
Sam, we missed out on that. We should have checked the calendar.
I'm wearing orange.
Okay, I'm colorblind, so
close.
It's hard. What color is this flannel shirt?
It's multicolored.
Is it got red in it?
It's kind of red. Yeah,
it's got red in it. Yeah, it's got dark red in it.
All right. See?
Unnoticeable, but yeah, it's red.
What day does not belong, Sam? I went through all the days.
Hot air balloon day. That's what I'm going
Actually,
for.
You're wrong.
Oh,
too.
Man.
It is hot air balloon day.
Who would go up in weather like this?
No, I'm kidding. It's not hot air balloon day.
Okay, why?
But it is National Periodic Table Day. Boy, let's salute the periodic table. Sam, I bet you know the periodic table quite well, right?
Well, I couldn't list you all the elements, like in the Elements song, but I know some of it, yeah.
You know, the periodic table has a long history. In fact, the first century A.D., mankind knew about the elements of gold, silver, copper, iron, lead, tin, mercury, sulfur, and carbon. So they were off to a good start there at 1 B.C. or A.D.
That's
A.D.
Right. Yeah.
By 1809, there were 47 discovered elements, and then by 1817, they were in groups of three or triads. I don't know. Goes on and on. I'm not a chemist. I flunked chemistry in high school.
We got to take a break.
Okay. 18 past the hour, we'll check out the history book when we return with John and Gordy in the morning.
And francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium. And cadmium and calcium and chromium and
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always need you. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing.
I love this. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. I remember watching that broadcast.
Me too.
I just had goosebumps. It was wonderful.
It was electric.
It was, you know, on the radio they had these songs. Yeah. Ad nauseum.
Complete
wall to wall Beatles on the radio at that time. And we heard the songs. We just wanted to see the group finally.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And this was a big, big day.
It happened on February 9th and 1964, right, Sam? And boy, it was just a sensation.
It was
just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. something like 76 million people watched it. And I know
women really liked Elvis Presley an awful lot. And he fell all over.
Mm.
But, you know, when we saw the crowds and what they were, screaming at the Beatles.
Right.
I mean, it was just insane because I thought, why don't they stop yelling?
So we can hear the music.
I was just a kid, a teenager, but it was just electrifying. Yeah. It was just something else.
I was 10 years old in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. Indiana. Mm-hmm. My sister was 14, I think, and she got to see the Beatles. Their first tour in Indianapolis.
Yes, what a story that is. Mr. Beatle.
Dad came home with a pair of tickets. Yeah.
God.
And she said, I'll take my friend Jane. I'm like, hey, I'm the Beatle fan over here. Of course, she loved him too. But
yeah, but that's totally unfair.
No, wow. I know it. Yeah.
You are still trying to work your way through that, aren't you?
We still argue about that now to this day. She saw him at the Indiana State Fair.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She said it was absolutely pandemonium, and it was actually scary because it was out of control. And she never went to another rock concert till many years later. Like, about 5 years ago, she went to see the Doobie Brothers at Ho-Chunk or something.
Wow.
She was so scared of rock concerts.
That's a come down. Oh, jeez. What's left of the Doobie Brothers? She went to see at a casino. Help us all. I can't imagine a worse situation than that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just no.
I did see McCartney. That was about 15 years ago or so. Yep. Anyway. So that happened on the date that we can't celebrate because it's on the weekend,
it's on
right?
Sunday.
It's on Sunday. So
that's why we're playing it today. Good. But on this
what else
day,
in history?
On this day, they arrived in America. They hopped off their plane and started checking the place out.
Yeah, that's great. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Other things we got in the history
Fab
book.
Four mop tops, those lads from Liverpool.
That's right. Yep. Okay, what else on this day?
Today, in 1817, Baltimore becomes the first city to light their streets with gas. Before we had electric streetlights,
they just poured some gasoline out on the street. See what happens.
Light it up, yeah. No, they had gas streetlights, so you'd see gas somebody light. In the evening going around with like a big match on a pole and lighting all the streetlights.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of homes had light posts in their yard that were fed by gas.
Right.
Yeah. That I didn't know.
Yeah.
What else we got today in 20? I thought this was like hilariously bad. Today in 2013, Mississippi became the last state to formally abolish slavery.
In 2013.
2013, when they submitted their paperwork to ratify the 13th Amendment.
Just a little behind, late on the paperwork. Had to cross the T's and dot the I's.
Right,
the gears of government moving very slowly.
Mississippi. Okay.
Quite a few birthdays. John Deere, born today in 1804. Charles Dickens, Laura Ingalls Wilder, and Chris Rock all share a birthday today.
Oh, that's nice. Great stuff.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we have a tractor show here in Wisconsin. Everybody goes to that. I think that's in Richland Center or somewhere around there, isn't it?
Could be, but I'm...
In that area up there.
Well, no, there's a...
Near Baraboo?
It's in Baraboo. They have the steam and gas-powered engine show.
Yeah, it's incredible. It really is.
It's amazing, actually.
It's almost dreamlike. You go up there. These people have all... You would probably love it.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a good steam engine. Yeah.
Absolutely. They have different kinds of engines and great technology that people have abandoned. And people put those things back together. That's why I think you would like something like that, to talk to those individuals up there. But it is just an amazing event to go to.
It's between Baraboo and Reedsburg, just off of Highway 12 on Sand Road. But you can see it from a distance because they have so much machinery out there. And it's a great big field. And, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we took the kids out there, and it was just fantastic. I mean, they loved hopping on these tractors.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Good times.
Really fun.
Yeah, and like you say, most of them, you know, a lot of them,
yeah,
most of them are operable.
Yes. I mean,
that's how they get them there, you know.
But the but the strange technologies that they did come up with that never really took off, they have displays of those. Right. It's really interesting.
Good times. Okay.
John and Gordy should have an event out there.
We should. We're getting some texts in here.
Yeah. Have you guys heard about these tech towns and these seasteads that Peter Thiel and tech billionaires want to build? Yes, no, yes. They wanted to build it out in Greenland. That's why that's why they want to buy Greenland. They want to make a tech island for these
individuals. That sounds like another pipe dream idea, like Elon's idea to colonize Mars.
Yeah.
When is that going to happen? Who would want that to happen?
We want that to happen. We want him to go to Mars.
We want him to go to Mars.
Yes, we want him to go there. Yeah. And those rockets are really reliable, so no.
He should be the first.
Yeah. But yeah, so these billionaires don't have to deal with all the petty things that we have to deal with, you know, snow plowing and everything else. You know, they just they have their island, probably a big dome.
So this would be just like for tech cities?
Yep. Just tech.
They don't want anything to do with anything.
Right. They can run their social medias
out there
without being in the U.S.
Mm. Something to ponder.
And we would love that. We would like to send them to an island and never have to see them again.
Yeah,
and I just want to pose this, too, because everybody hates Facebook and Meta now, right?
Sure.
Zuckerberg, we don't like them.
Right.
All right. Isn't this the time for a competitor to step up and offer something like Facebook?
Wouldn't that be
great?
We
would all just...
I think so.
Run to that site.
I think you're onto something there, John. Okay. We're just getting going on this Friday morning. A little bit later on, Jimmy K will be here with a weekend preview of Max Inc. Coming right back with more of John and Gordy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pretty dumb by... Well, I don't know. I mean, you sit there and you think, what's going on with these people, right?
Exactly.
My bad. I couldn't do a Boomhauer if I tried, but.
Yeah. It's 6:35. It's 14 degrees. Highs today about 30. And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or go to their website, verlo.com.
This is WMDX, where you can hear stories about 100,000 eggs being stolen.
Yeah, right? We don't know where they went.
No?
They haven't shown up yet anywhere.
We have a suggestion here, though, from John at Middleton. Custard's last stand.
Custard?
Yeah, making custard. That's one way to disguise the 100,000 eggs. And he also says, you got to wonder if the heist was over easy.
Oh, I see what he went there. Okay. And
he said, you might as well let the police crack
the case.
Well, there you go.
John's got him going on there.
Every one of those jokes went right over my head the first time.
Oh, you got to wake up, Sam.
Yeah, wake
Smell
up.
Smell the coffee. Okay.
And then another one, Mark. And Prairie de Sac said, send Musk to the moon among the stars. Let's see if he can breathe on Mercury.
Oh, I think that's supposed Mars, to be a lyric for a song, actually. Yeah. And other people are saying, hey, they also watched
Anna?
The Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Anna watched it, yeah.
Yeah, Anna, which was a great song by the Beatles, too, on a flip side.
Well, yeah,
B-side.
They didn't write it.
No, they didn't. That was a cover.
Yeah.
And what else?
Trump. Okay. Must have skipped or slept through classes in private military school, which he did go to.
Yeah.
And that's where we found out that his IQ is, I think, what was it, 74 or something like that?
Well.
Which is...
Subpar?
Well, it's really subpar, where you normally need some kind of assistance.
Okay.
All right.
You can text us on the Civic Media app. Or call us. Yeah.
All right. It's time to get to more of Idiocracy here.
All right.
The deadline is now extended to Monday in regards to Musk's plan to call a mass culling of the government offices. Monday is the day he will decide. He will hear the merits of the case from both labor unions and Musk. That'll be interesting. The labor unions, of course, are trying to put a halt to all of this because it's illegal. So they're making that argument. So far, more than 40,000 staff have accepted the buyout deal. But that's 40,000? That's a very small number when you consider there's 400,000 or so government employees. The White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, here's my theory. She's an AI robotically engineered newer model of Megan. Anybody see the Megan movie?
I don't recall that.
Well,
movie,
you're going to have to see it, and then you'll think of Caroline Leavitt, okay?
Okay.
She told reporters that federal workers should accept the very generous offer of a deferred resignation.
That's what she says.
Yeah, yeah, okay. She's kind of talking to me here. She said competent replacements would be found for those who want to rip the American people off. And there's so much respect in that comment, isn't there? It's just, what is, she is... That's why I call her the AI robotically engineered newer model of Megan. Please, please stop it. God, how could they find somebody who would be a perfect spokesperson for Trump? It's unimaginable, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a notice myself. You know, I work for the U.S. Census Bureau.
Right. And you got a notice.
I got a notification.
Really?
In
like
my
a
email.
Buyout?
I did. Gonna... Yes. Okay. The Department of Commerce, which is what the census is under, has received approval from the Office of Personnel Management. Well, I'm sure they wanted that approval.
Okay.
Voluntary early retirement. They call it VERA, VERA, Voluntary Early Retirement Authority. Get this. This is the part that... kind of stayed with me.
Yeah.
Eligibility for this.
Yeah.
There's an eligibility line in here. Listen to this. To be eligible for VERA, an employee must be at least 50.
Okay.
With a minimum of 20 years of credible federal service, or be any age with at least 25 years of credible federal service. Now, here's the thing, because in the census, at least for me and a lot of people that I know doing the census in this country, we're all retirees. We're doing it just because.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do.
Something to do.
Yeah.
Make a little pocket change.
And that means that we're over 50.
Right.
So I don't think they know what they're doing. You know, it's just a, you know, mass firing basically is what it is. They don't understand the government bodies that they're going for.
Mm.
It's just, see, and then I think it's ageism.
Mm-hmm.
They're picking on older people.
Yes. Well, closer to retirement age and
but
working,
50.
But you have to be there 20. You haven't been there 20 years.
No.
So
no.
You're not.
No.
So
yeah.
This doesn't affect
me. This doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
And I'm part-time, part-time, full-time.
Okay.
It's a weird category. But anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along. And they have restrictions and all that, but they're going after the older senior people who know the census, who have been there for years,
know the system,
can't even change it because they know what needs to be changed because they've been there so long. But they're getting rid of those people, and they're going to put younger people in their place? No? Yeah.
No, nothing.
Wow.
Start from ground zero.
Yeah, there's something real wrong with that whole idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought
it'd
pass it
along. Well, but the judge has put the kibosh on everything for the time being.
So far,
everything's
Monday,
frozen.
Yeah, Monday is the day he'll hear the arguments from both sides and make a decision from there.
Okay.
And then that'll be challenged and go on to other courts or maybe the Supreme Court.
Eventually, maybe.
And
maybe
they'll put it off for a year or two while all these gigantic buildings in Washington, D.C. vacated. Empty offices for how long? Year, 2 years? And then the midterms come up, the Democrats take over,
maybe.
And what are they going to do? Are they going to ask everybody to come back and fill the office buildings that we need to run the government? You know, people think that this government runs automatically, that all these things that run so smoothly because we have these things in place, because we need these things in place. We didn't create these government bodies simply to grow government, which is something I think they think is true. It's not true. We grew it because we needed these people to do these certain things to make it run smoothly. My God, can't we get it through our...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to...
you know, they have the House Oversight Committee talking about things a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And do we have that clip, Andy? Let's talk.
They wanted to subpoena Elon Musk.
Yes. And they had a little disagreement about it.
Well, a Democrat tried to get her point across.
Yeah. Let's hear that clip.
Yeah, let's listen. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you correctly cited the role of Elon Musk. It's a puzzling role for many people, certainly on this side of the aisle, and I think for some on yours. Who is this unelected billionaire that he can attempt to dismantle federal agencies, fire people, transfer them, offer them early retirement, and have sweeping changes to agencies without any congressional review, oversight, or concurrence? Therefore, Mr. Chairman, given his prominence and his importance, I move that the committee subpoena Elon Musk to come before it as a witness at the earliest possible moment. And I so move.
All right.
There's been a motion and second. The motion is not debatable.
What?
Mr. Chairman, why is it not debatable?
Yeah.
Point of order.
It is debatable.
Mr. Chair, I strike the last word.
Hold on.
Mr. Chairman.
Can I table the motion?
What?
Mr. Chairman, why don't we want to debate Elon Musk coming in and talking to us about his work and how he's enriched himself for $64 billion.
Mr. Chairman.
Chair recognizes Dr. Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to table the motion.
Motion to table. There's
Mr.
a second.
Chairman,
second by Mr.
Order.
Higgins.
Point of order,
now,
Mr. Chairman.
The motion is not debatable. As many
point of order, Mr.
are in favor of tabling.
No.
Point of order. State your point.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's outrageous that this committee will not even entertain a motion.
No, you state
Mr. Chairman, that's not a point of order.
Dismantling our federal agency.
Order. You know the rules of this committee.
Elon Musk is out of order and dismantled.
I'll take your order. Oh, God.
Oh, I just
what
love it.
Mess.
It is really something else, you know.
Jeez.
They've done this in...
can't get anything
in state
done.
Capitals all over in red states. They have drowned out the Democrats in so many simple ways like that. And it is just ridiculous. It's not a republic... democracy in any way, shape, or form when they are in control. They seem to know everything at all times.
Apparently so. It's idiocracy at its finest.
John, it says.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Trump administration. Just lie. I used to be 73. Now, like Jack Benny, I'm 39. Everything old is new again. Yeah.
Well, that's the truth.
Hey, we have... I think something's coming over the teletype.
Oh, do we have a...
Yeah,
okay.
I think we
Let's
do.
Get to some more news.
What's the breaking news?
This is the FBI uncovers Al-Qaeda plot to just sit back and enjoy collapse of the United States.
That's their plan,
That is the headline from The Onion. And, you can believe them.
Maybe true. Wow.
Big story. We'll follow that one.
Good enough.
All right. Now here we have another big story, and this is AG Pam Bondi. She's going to make it easier for Trump to take foreign bribes from lobbyists. That sounds like a job for her.
Okay.
her first move was disbanding the Foreign Influence Task Force because Trump got caught doing just that.
Yeah.
All right. Foreign influence. And because he got caught, they're disbanding that particular foreign influence task force. Bondi significantly is scaling back enforcement of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. It's called FARA, and for decades it's been a law. All right?
Yes.
And what does it do? Well, it requires individuals to publicly disclose if they are representatives of foreign interests. That seems like a good question to ask, right?
Sure.
Right? Individuals who want to lobby or advocate for foreign governments or individuals must register with the Department of Justice to disclose their relationships, activities, and financial compensation to promote transparency. Well, that's almost gone now, folks. Bondi has ruled FARA can't be enforced except in cases of more traditional espionage, foreign government actors. You know, people like Dr. No or Goldfinger, you know, somebody more obvious. Those are okay. The people we will pick on.
Sure.
But so again, this makes it easy for him to take bribes. And, you know, he has like $100,000 watches available, which there's no promise they're going to be shipped.
Or that they even
made,
work.
Or made. But people can donate to buy the watches, $100,000. Money laundering a little bit. Then, of course, they never send the watches out.
Yeah. So.
And it all becomes legal. No one can challenge that. Pam Bondi is there. She's the firewall.
She's the Attorney General. And it's all good with her.
It is.
Okay. This portion of John and Gordy brought to you by David J. Frank. They are your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource. And they can take care of anything, lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. Largest landscape contractor in southeast Wisconsin, branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. Go to their website to find out a lot more, davidjfrank.com. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in mere moments.
Wow, can't wait.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Ba-boom.
Let me tell you about my hometown. It's the capital of the state.
Yeah.
I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
I do love it. We got the leaf blowers out on State Street here in the capital city, Madison. Wow.
Keeping it nice and clean.
Oh, it looks beautiful out there now, doesn't it?
It is. A little chilly, 14 degrees.
Well, I think there was a little dust there on the corner, and I think he's taking care of it.
He always makes the corner there.
A single grain of salt.
Single grain of salt.
Hey, make plans now to be a voter in every election Tuesday. Yeah. February 18th is Wisconsin's spring primary election. Check your voter registration status. Find your polling place. Make a plan to be a voter this spring. You can go to myvote.wi.gov, and you'll get all the information you need from local to statewide races. Again, go to myvote.gov. WI.gov.
Less than two months away, I think, now from the big Supreme Court election.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tuesday, April 1st.
Susan Crawford. Let's just say that name over and over and over again, okay? Right. Susan Crawford.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. We got, we do have a story, I believe. Yeah. Michael Gableman's story. Oh, we have Mark on the line? Okay.
Yes.
We'll get to outraged shoppers in just a moment. But first, Mark, what do you got for us this morning?
Good morning.
Well, you're just talking about Pam Bondi must have skipped the class on the Constitution because Article 1 of the Constitution, Section 8, I think it's in Section 8, that it says, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without consent of Congress, accept any present emolument, office, or title of any kind from any king, prince, or foreign state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, you know, that it is just, you know, Donald Trump is just going to take whatever he can get from anybody else, and this woman decides the president isn't supposed to obey the emoluments clause. I mean, it is just, that's in the Constitution, woman. You just took an oath to that.
Yes.
Held your hand in the Bible and took an oath, you know, so help you God. Well, it is just disgusting that she's already saying, well, I'm going to let the president violate the Emoluments Clause. Of course, he did it before. I mean,
yes.
I don't know if
he got Israel away with it before.
Trump's back that he pocketed when he was over in Israel and you know, never returned those lamps that came, I guess, from the first century or that or prior to that from Israel that he was supposed to give back. I think he just like a little, what is it, the a jackdaw that collects little pieces of jewelry and all that kind of thing.
But, you know, the amazing thing is he got away with this so blatantly last time
right.
he was president that they just gave up on it. You know, no one ever challenged that. He could have been impeached over that.
Could have.
Easily.
Yeah.
That would have been the third impeachment.
yeah.
But anyway.
He's Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. He's taking care of that other aspect. Now, of course, he's got the AG blocking all of this stuff from ever happening. He will never be called out on it. And then he's going to retire in the Middle East.
At the Gaza Strip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they call it? The
Riviera.
The Riviera. Thank you.
Yes.
The Mideast.
Oh,
the Mideast.
I thought that's what Lebanon used to be.
yes.
Mark, thank you for your call.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to Matt.
Let's go to Matt. Yep.
On the line from Middleton. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just had to ask. I've been wondering, like, how can we not see MAGA voters who are not wealthy or well off or just selfish as not being completely naive or like really, 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 really stupid? This stuff's been done before. It always fails, these plans of theirs. But I wanted to ask, like, this white nationalist Christian stuff where, with their idolization of the wealthy and money, was that always a Christian thing in America, or is that kind of new?
No, that's been around for about 30, 40 years at this point. In fact, we've got stories coming up next hour, Matt. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's we're going to be talking about Christian nationalism and what's going on in this country. And we have one of the greats who have written about this ad nauseum forever, Chris Hedges, will be on. We'll talk about
that. Yeah, it's a big problem.
It's a huge problem.
It is a huge problem. And we'll see more of that problem coming up.
Matt, thank you for that.
Because I feel like that's why we're like Russia. That's what Russia's problem is. It's the religion with the state joining to brainwash people and make them miserable.
That's right. All right, Matt, thank you. Now let's get to outraged shoppers, because this is, well, we predicted this would happen.
Yes.
Avid shoppers are already feeling the pain of Donald Trump's tariffs, which were officially slapped on all Chinese imports starting on Tuesday. Victoria Alario posted a video on TikTok on Wednesday complaining about how much she was being charged for a purchase on Meshki. I'm not sure what that is exactly. I haven't been there. It's a women's boutique, but I haven't shopped there.
Lately.
yes, I have quite the stock of women's clothing. She had two items in her cart totaling $304 in her cart.
Oh.
But a duty was added. And that's what they call it.
Duty.
A duty. And it was $101 was added
really?
To the bill.
Wow.
That's the impact of a 10% tariff.
Wow.
$101 added to her $304. Trump's executive order eliminated a customs exemption also, by the way, that allowed goods worth less than $800 to come into the U.S. duty-free if it's shipped to an individual. He got rid of that. He got rid of it. So if you order something under $800, doesn't matter anymore. You still have to pay all of that stuff.
There you go.
Another woman who wasn't as lucky had to pay $115 added to her cart.
Okay. We got a whole lot more straight ahead coming up in our next hour. Max Inc. Preview with Jimmy Kay. And news is next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.